Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Saba.
And I'm Brannon.
And we are your hosts of the Cannabis Hangout. On today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with someone who's been in the cannabis scene for a little bit. She's been active on social media since the beginning, sharing her cannabis journey and her love for the plant. We're looking forward to hearing her journey and how cannabis has impacted her life. So guys, please welcome Mercedes to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey, Mercedes.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking time out of your day to be here with us and for us to get to know you better and anyone listening. Will you please tell us where your cannabis journey like first began and if like you remember the first time you consumed?
I started kind of late.
Yeah, I did too. I can relate.
I think I was 22. Okay. It started with the first roommate pretty much.
Okay.
We just had a shitty night at work and I was just like, you know what? I want to try it. Fuck mm-hmm. it. I'll get into it. So, you know, we got McDonald's. We rented Bad Grandpa. And we just sat in the living room. She taught me how to smoke out of a bong. I ripped the whole bowl my first time. I did not know any better.
You just burned the whole thing.
It was horrible. I'm just laying on the floor, just dying. And then we just started watching TV. And then I was like, I don't feel anything. Like, this is nothing. And then I just stood up and it hit me. Like,
really,
all
as you stood.
I was like, whoa. And I just sat down and just like, this is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how different it hits everyone? Like people say, you know, we didn't feel it the first time or we sat up and or we ate and then we feel it. You stood up and you felt it. So like everyone for the very first time, it hits so different because you don't know what to expect. So it's like you expect everything, but you expect nothing.
Yeah. It was literally like slapped in the face, like, sit down, girl. It blew my mind. And I was just like, is this a dream? Is this real? I don't know. It was so interesting to me. And then like the first time I went to bed, I just gone. I was sleeping. Yeah. And then I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. I slept good.
Yeah. So has your journey with cannabis evolved as you've gotten older? Like what has your relationship with cannabis turned into present day?
It's so different now. Like, I think when I was starting, it was more like recreationally, but it was like the older I was getting, I was kind of learning about myself. I was self-reflecting so much more than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. Just kind of learning like what's okay, what's not okay. Like, what am I okay with? Who am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really different.
Yeah. I feel like cannabis always helps you go in.
It
more,
does.
If you're already in yourself,
yeah,
it makes you go even more into yourself and not like in a like a hermit shell way, but more in like
helps you turn inwards.
Yeah. Introspective way.
Yeah. So do you find yourself having routines with like how you use cannabis or like rituals that bring you peace? Kind of speaking on what
it's
you're finding.
It's an after work thing for me.
It's what?
It's an after work thing for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I just go through my day, just myself.
Yeah.
I just feel the world. And then it's just like after work, like that first smoke, just everything.
It hits so perfectly, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that. I feel like I used to always consume like that. So I would be like, just like a night smoker.
Yeah. And until you weren't.
Until I wasn't one day. Cause I was just like, oh, well I can function like doing this. But like, I totally
it used
feel
to be
you.
Like a 24/7 thing.
Yeah.
For me. And then it's just like the older I got, I'm like, let's just tone it back. Like, yeah. What's really feeling?
And like, you're listening to your body too, you know, it's whatever you think and you go in seasons of it too.
No,
you know, there might be a morning where you wake up and like, I need to rip my bong. You know, but I hear you.
What's your go-to way to like, what's your go-to thing to smoke out of? If you had a choice.
I do everything. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good old fashioned joint.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Do you dab?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What's your, like, what are you dabbing right
joints,
now?
Joints, I do the water pipe.
Yeah.
I love
a little bit
edibles.
Of everything. Yeah.
I was really huge on edibles for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what can I bake? Like, what can I like put?
Yeah. Ooh, you baked your own edibles.
I did. Okay. I baked for a long time.
Cool. Cool. What was your like best baking?
The thing I like showed everyone the most was the strawberry brownies. Ooh. I feel like I was known for the strawberry brownies for
really?
A long time.
Yum.
They were just like super pink. They were tart. They were so good.
I never had a strawberry brownie.
I didn't even know they made strawberry brownies.
I want to bring y'all some.
What the heck? I need some now. Okay, so you made your own edibles. What made you want to get into doing that versus like going to a dispensary and buying some?
I just felt like when I went to the dispensary, it was just all like the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Nature's Keys was like really cool with like the cereal bars and everything. Yeah. I was really into that for a while. I just wanted to try making my own.
Yeah.
I like when I see something, I'm all about it. Like,
it's
I'm
cool. You took the time to do it.
Every single way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
So do you have like a go-to terpene profile or go-to strains that you really enjoy? Like, I'm a hoe for GMO, and I'm just going to say it. I love it.
I love, like, the really piney stuff.
Okay.
Or, like, cakey almost.
Yeah.
But, like, the piney things, it gets me.
Okay.
Piney nature is what I think of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do citrus strains, though.
Me either.
They make me so dizzy.
They make me feel weird. Like, they make me feel, like, hazy and my head super heavy and I just like my body feels weird like it I want to get out of it and
I feel like I'm spinning.
Yes, as soon as I get in it I want out. I feel the same. Tangerines, I don't do tangerines.
Like, I love the way they smell and they sound great, but they just don't work for me.
That's
interesting because Saba can smell it and you're like, I can't do this before, like, you even consume it because of the way it smells.
We were gifted some flower from a grower and as soon as I smelled it, I was like, I can't smoke this.
Yeah.
Like, it almost makes me not like nauseous, but it almost makes me nauseous.
It's dizzy.
It's weird.
Dizzy.
But then like that just goes to show how different all of our bodies are because I can smell it and I'm like, ooh, I love that, you know, but then you can think something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my husband loves those strains. We're so different.
To each his own. That's funny.
Yeah, he's like the big GMO fan. I'm like, if it smells like cherry pie, I want that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Balance, though. That's
it
all
is.
About
So what's your family dynamic like around cannabis and that conversation? Like, do you have open communication or are they supportive? What would you say?
So my parents are split.
Okay.
So my dad wasn't about it for a super long time. He's all about it now. He's like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
My mom, she's been doing it for a long time, like off and on. So like they were all pretty open about it over there.
That's nice. That's good.
I mean, my whole family practically just does it.
That's great. Cool. Yeah. I feel like it's awesome to have like an open family situation. I feel like you either totally do or like you don't some way or the other. So that's awesome. Happy for you that you have supportive family because it always makes things easier and more carefree, I feel like.
And I'm sure family holidays are a little bit more fun.
Oh, yeah.
A little more bonding.
It's fun. Definitely my mom's side. It's great. Everyone's down for it. My husband's family, they're cool. They don't partake or anything, but they're really understanding.
That's good.
That's all you can ask for,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't care if you don't consume, like, do your thing, but like, just respect.
They ask me questions about it. It's kind
That's
of fun.
Good. I like that. Yeah. People are always curious whether they use it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, like
they want to know more, but they just don't almost like even want to ask sometimes because it's like if they ask, then that means that they're that open line of community. Like, I'm curious about this.
Like, I might want to try it, but I don't want you to know.
Yeah.
It like made my day when my father-in-law was like, you're the one that changed my mind to vote yes. I was like,
that's cool.
I was like, that touched me.
Yeah. Really though.
Yeah, that's so impactful.
It is.
Because all those conversations matter in so many different ways because that goes to help break the stigmas that, you know, that he might know and have been used to. So at what point did cannabis become more than just like getting stoned in your life? Like, at what point did you see it as more medicinal and like healing to your body and your like your mind and your soul?
It just like it helped me shut my mind off sometimes. Like, I struggle with ADHD and OCD and whatnot. And it's just I have so many intrusive thoughts and it helps me just like, girl, you're good. Mm-hmm. Like, you're OK. You're down to earth. Just hang out.
I feel like I go in ebbs and flows with that. Cause sometimes I get so high and I'm like, who am I? I'm having a crisis. Like, go deep in my head. Yeah, I go deep. I'm like, what's happening? But I also feel like that's been happening a lot more lately because I feel like I'm still coming down from my sabbatical. Like, not consuming for a month, and we're in now March. So I started smoking back in like middle of January. I feel like my tolerance is still like being built back up. So sometimes mm-hmm. I'll hit the blunt like three times and I'm like, wow, okay. Like I gotta,
sometimes I'll go a whole week.
I gotta chill. Really? Yeah. Okay.
I'll take a break every now and then.
What sparks your sabbaticals?
I'm just like, why not? Like, mm-hmm. why not just take a break? Just see how I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I journal nonstop. Even when I'm like deep into like my high or whatever, like mm-hmm. I have just thousands of notes in my phone.
That's
just
cool.
Yeah.
And your phone. So do you find it? Why do you like to do it in your phone versus like a journal, pen to paper?
I'm going to lose my phone.
Okay. See, that's interesting to me because like I like to journal too, but like I don't do it as much as I'd like because mm-hmm. I feel like my wrist and my hand just give out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wrist is
and, like,
garbage.
I like get in my head about it and it, I just like can't stop thinking about mm-hmm. it, you know, but then I'm like, I type so much better on a computer, mm-hmm. like with my thoughts flow, mm-hmm. you know?
My phone's always with me. So like yeah. if I'm in the moment where like I want to write something down, I yeah. can do it right now.
It's instead easier. Of
like, where's my paper? Where's my journal? Right. Like, I don't yeah. have a pen.
Yeah.
Right. I have like 500 at home that I've stole. Like,
that's cool yeah. though. Do you ever like go back and read them or is it just a place? Yeah. Cool. I hate that you do that.
Yeah.
And then I laugh at those. I'm just like, yeah. That's,
that's such a great outlet, though. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone should write stuff in a notebook of their thoughts, you know? Mm-hmm. It'll make you feel better. Okay, let's pause for a minute and talk about Oklahoma's grassroots cannabis publication, Herbage Magazine.
They are in over 500 dispensaries statewide, providing cannabis education and supporting and highlighting the local communities.
For more information, visit herbagemag.com. That's HERBAGEMAG.com.
If you're ever in the Oklahoma City area, check out Chill Dispensary at 22 Northeast 10th Street.
They're good people with hand-washed, single-source, live rosin, flower, pre-rolls, and other solventless products.
So go show them some love and enjoy a chill experience.
Now, back to the episode. Do you remember when State Question 7088 passed and like what you were doing or thinking? Like, do you think cannabis... Did you ever think it would be legalized here in Oklahoma?
No way.
Yeah.
There's no, I was like, nah. Yeah. I was just sitting in my office at the time, like watching the poll numbers just go up and up and up. And I was like, okay, we're really in this now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then being like super surprised when it is. Yeah.
And you're like, I'm getting my med card right now.
I'm going to smoke my office right now.
Yeah. You're like, I don't give a shit.
I'm lighting up. Fuck this place.
That's funny. So what are your thoughts with like, as a patient with like recreational bill not passing here?
I don't know. Yeah. I was almost like, it's going to happen. It's mm-hmm. going to happen. And then like, I came home. It was like 9 o'clock. I looked at the poll numbers. I was like, whoa, it's like 60%.
A lot different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A big difference.
I mean, I have customers come in just nonstop talking about it. They're like, did it pass? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So speaking of customers, you work at Green Gorilla Smoke Shop. Tell us about that. Like how long have you worked there?
I worked there for 2.5 years now.
Okay, nice. Cool.
I was like in quarantine for a long time mm-hmm. and I was like, after month 4 of not having a job, I was like, I need to get out. Mm-hmm. Like I'm getting stir crazy. Mm-hmm. Every day feels the same. It feels like a simulation.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's a really good way to put it. A simulation.
It truly felt that way. And so I just bugged owner, like, are you ready to hire me yet? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Like, we did an interview, kind of sat on it for a couple of days. He's like, come on in. Let's talk about this job one more time. And then I just, boom, I got hired right there.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I love it there. It's, everyone's like family. We're all super tight.
Cool. It's always important.
And you're on glass. So let's talk about that for a little bit. Do you feel like your education and perception of glass has shifted a little bit? Because you guys have super nice, expensive glass, but then also like... the more affordable, like cheaper glass, like has your perspective shifted on that and like how you purchase glass pieces?
Oh yeah. What I know now is like 2 years ago, Mercedes, like you don't know shit, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, like we have friends that are super into glass and I would not have known mm-hmm. had I not gotten into it. So like,
Yeah, same.
Putting Brandon on blast for a second. Brandon's notorious for dropping and breaking bangers.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She has totally. Broken probably, I would say, over 7 in the last year.
Yeah. And I can't even blame myself for that. I'm like, what just happened? You know, I'm literally like, what?
And yeah. So
butterfingers.
This last time we finally had a conversation, I was like, Brandon, I think you just need to pay more for a nicer banger because it's thicker glass, so it's less likely to break versus you buying like these cheap $20, $25, $30 bangers, and then the glass is so thin that they just break as soon as like you touch it or something, you know, something happens. But anyways, I just always like
that. Like, is that true? Like, would that help?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it surprises me.
Yeah.
Like, there's some stuff that's like, you know, someone made this, it's American made, and it's like $30. And I'm just like, this is thick as hell. I have pieces that like I've dropped like 3 times and I'm just like, how are you surviving this?
Yeah. Wow, like a banger?
Yes.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, send that to Brandon.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I'm always like never wanting to spend money on like a tiny glass piece to be that much, though. You know? Mm-hmm. And, but I'm like, okay, well, if I could drop it and you're telling me it won't break, then like I might be more apt to be like, okay, maybe I will.
Yeah. Well, it's like you look at glass and you're like, glass breaks. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there when somebody's like come to purchase like their first glass piece, like they just started smoking?
I love that. It makes my day.
What are those conversations like?
My favorite part of my job is like someone just getting into this. They're like, please like hold my hand and walk me through. Like, girl, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do this together.
That's
and
cool.
Like, they come back like 2 or 3 days later, or sometimes they'll call. They're like, this is the best thing I ever bought.
Cool.
That like literally brings tears to my eyes. Like seeing how excited people get, like for their first pieces, like for their first e-rig, all of that.
That's cool. It's also a different perspective because, you know, oftentimes you hear the dispensary side, the grower side, and like you're working in glass, which, you know, you wouldn't think, but like that adds a whole, like you can't do anything. You can't consume the stuff that you got unless you have the glass piece to do it, to like bring it all together. And glass is a big investment.
It
like
is.
Even if you get a cheap rig, it's so overwhelming that even the time and the effort to go in to learn is an investment.
It's usually the people that want to get into dabbing. They're just you gotta watch out. It's the investment first, but it gets better. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. And then you're gonna start collecting all these accessories, these bangers, these carb caps.
Guilty.
Yeah, and then you learn so much that I thought I would never be able to figure out, you know.
And here we are.
I know.
I love glass. I love the trade shows that, like, I see, like, my boss has gone to. He's took me on one.
That's cool.
It blew my mind.
Do you know of any local glass blowers that you enjoy?
There's Lear.
Okay.
That was really cool. Mm-hmm. I love making friends with them pretty much.
Yeah.
There's one girl, I saw her pieces online. I thought they were sick. She made like Pokeballs that had like slime on them.
Oh, cool.
She made like Yoshi caps. Shout out Danny Girl Glass. Like,
Danny Girl Glass, shout out if you're listening.
Yeah, for real. She's so cool. I loved all of her pieces. There's just so much out there.
That's awesome. There is. Yeah.
I mean, there's pieces that like I never even would have thought of like in my head.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a dragon piece in her store. That's like a samurai sword in it. Tony Casey. Love that.
It almost feels like wrong to smoke out of those pieces because they're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like how I could never fathom spending that much on a rig just to use it knowing that it gets dirty. Like it feels so wrong. But that's what it's for.
They're collector's items. Yeah. Like I guess, you know. Yeah.
It started with the accessories for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love little accessories.
The accessories are super I think that's the most fun part.
I finally
is the
got my first piece, like my first like heady piece, last 420. Nice. It was from Ebon Glass. It was like a 2-piece. It was like these beautiful mushrooms blown into
cool.
it. I was like, I never thought I would spend this kind of money on a piece. And it's like, when you finally smoke out of it, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is mine. This is my little art piece.
That's so fun.
That's a good little perspective to think about.
So tell us about the name Dank Black Sheep. Where did that come from? What brought that about? Why is that your nickname?
My Instagram now, it used to be a pin Instagram. It was called like Pendipity or something. I used to collect like pins like nonstop.
Cool.
Yeah, I love pins. I have like boards full of pins.
That's cool.
So it was that for a long time. And then like, you know, 788 passed and I was just like, I want to join this little scene. And so I'm like the little black sheep in my family and I smoke. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Dank Black Sheep. Like there we go.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like the name.
That's such a creative name.
Yeah.
So do you feel like your sense of community has gotten bigger since you entered the cannabis space? And with even more so, like now that you post a lot and it's more, you don't just post about cannabis, you post about a lot of other stuff as well, which I really appreciate. But do you feel like your sense of community has widened in a way that you had not maybe known community before, or just maybe a different avenue of community?
I'm kind of shy, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Like I'm just like, I mean, my job is different. I have to talk to people. Yeah, which, yeah. I love that part. But it's just like, I just never really like put myself out there before. Mm-hmm. And it's like when I did, I started talking to people I never thought I would talk to.
Right.
Like Ian Colon.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. I've been friends with him for a long time.
Yeah. He's great. We have yet to link up, but yeah, he's great. It's cool how we talk about this all the time, but the Oklahoma market is so, just Oklahomans are so wonderful and beautiful. And mm-hmm. so to like put cannabis into that and just to see how many different, even on the patient front, like how many different people it connects, and just people feel like they have somebody that maybe they haven't had before, just in a different connection with cannabis. Because
I feel like it gave like people something to bond over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brings people together from so many different backgrounds. Yeah.
And the people who are closeted smokers are like, oh, I have a friend that I can smoke with now that I can enjoy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like people maybe not have had that before. So mm-hmm. it's just a different avenue of community that I feel like it brings people out of their shell. Like, I don't think you're shy. Mm-hmm. I have never thought that, but I know that now.
Yeah. Is there anything you love about the cannabis community here in Oklahoma, or that like you've noticed?
Man, I don't know. Like, I've talked about stuff to people I've never even thought I would bring up.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Kind of like going back to what you said, like it's just stuff just the way you connect with people over something that
I was like the only smoker in my little like friendship circle for a while, and
really
then, like, seeing them be like, hey, can you help me?
It's kind of different when the tables turn like that, you know? You're like, I was doing this for so long, but
welcome to my world.
Yeah That's funny.
So what are some of your favorite brands and like products that you never stray away from, or like when you're going to purchase something, what's something that's a non-negotiable for you, that like code you won't break per se? Like,
I just can't buy edibles anymore.
Okay.
That's just, I mean, I know how to make my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, every time I made my own, they just work for me the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing
else. You were spoiled with understanding. Oh, like when I make mm-hmm. them, they work best for me. And so you were just like, I jive with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some brands that like I would maybe go back to, like if I didn't have the time to make something, like mm-hmm. Easy Street Edibles. Uh-huh. I love their gummies.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like worked for me like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Flower wise, man, I'm so stuck on Black Sheep right now.
Yeah, yes. Black Sheep is great.
Maybe it's the name. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely the name, but also the flower. Let's be real.
It threw me off when I finally heard about them. They're just like, do you work there? I'm like, no, who are they?
I mean, it would be like a perfect name.
Yeah.
I mean, really, someone's IG who did.
Yeah, it threw me off, but then I finally tried their flower and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
What strain are you smoking on right now?
Honeymoon sweet
is always the one.
What did you love most about it?
Dude, it, just everything.
The way it like relaxes smell, your body.
Mm-hmm. Just, it made me feel.
It rolls great.
Mm-hmm. I feel so creative on it.
Really?
Like, I got so many rug projects
done. Oh, cool. Do you make rugs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, cool.
So that's what you do. That's what you like to do after you smoke.
That's like my side
thing now. Okay.
Creating rugs. What started that? Like, what made you want to start doing that?
I saw someone do it and I was like, I can do that.
Really?
I just wanted to make my own.
What's like the biggest rug you made? And what were like the most creative rug that you've made so far?
I have like a pickle rug in my office now that I made for a coworker.
Cute.
Like, she loves pickles. So yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to make you a pickle rug for Christmas.
How long did it take you?
It's taken me a while. Just like my supplies have just kept running out.
Yeah.
And like having to order them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on my glue.
Okay.
The trimming part, that's kind of my favorite. Like, I trimmed a long time ago, mm-hmm. like during quarantine, mm-hmm. just like as a side gig. And I was like, I kind of like trimming.
Yeah, it's
so it kind of feels like that to me.
That's good. Gag, I'm sure like could you get down there and like make sure everything's perfect.
I like little detail oriented. I like stuff with my hands.
Yeah
That sounds like a fun thing to do, especially when you're stoned and like you're just vibing. So do you have any advice or words of wisdom for patients listening who may not be as privy to cannabis in regards to like what to look for, maybe what questions to ask? Sometimes it's nice to hear from another patient, because I feel like being a patient and like going into a dispensary in itself or just learning about products can be so overwhelming.
Just don't be so judgmental. Just kind of like open your mind a little bit. Just think about it. Don't stereotype people mm-hmm. so quickly before you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not consuming, you truly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've totally had judgmental thoughts. Like in my old high school years, yeah. I'm like, I would never do this. And
yeah.
Here I am
yeah.
now.
Right.
Yeah. I threw the dare shirt away.
Like, yeah. Burn that.
Should have kept it for memories.
And I just yes. wear it at work for fun.
Yeah.
Like, right. As like a trendy graphic to you know. There you go. So what's some advice that you have to pass on to someone who's listening that maybe you wish that someone would have told like a younger you or something like you feel like you needed to hear?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've been on that mindset, like growing into that, you mm-hmm. know, because there's a lot of things I haven't tried
yeah.
that I'm just like, I literally can't knock it until mm-hmm. I try them, but I don't know when or if, yeah. you know, but like it's such, it's mm-hmm. just that mentality of like, just I can't place judgment on it until mm-hmm. I've yeah. experienced mm-hmm. that. Just,
you know, low and slow.
Yes.
And slow. Unlike me, my first edible, I went too hard.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Low and slow. That's good. Yeah. Good advice. Yeah. So like where do you hope to see the Oklahoma market go as a patient? Like, where do you hope, what do you hope to see? Is there like something that you're missing that you wish that there was more of in the market?
More education. Like, I don't know. Like the testing, I'm such a stickler for testing.
Cool. Do you ask for testing when you go into Bob Flower?
I do. Good. I want to see it. I mean, some of my bed tenders, I totally trust them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you know, sometimes I want them to surprise me. There's some things like I will never try unless like you put it in front of me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm all about my testing. I want to see it. I want to see like where it's from, mm-hmm. like when it was tested. Cause there's been moments where like I bought something and it told me like, even like edibles for mm-hmm. chance, like it said it was 10 milligrams, but like I didn't know about testing it. Like on the yeah. back of the package mm-hmm. and it's like, it was actually 32. I'm like,
wow.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. That's a big difference.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like you bring up the date and when it was tested. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's also something that people forget because I don't think the realization of like people can't move through flower as quickly, which is okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes growers will hold on to flower for a long time and then sell it months later. And mm-hmm. that flower's been sitting there for the date was yeah. like December of 2022. Mm-hmm. And it's like now August of 2023. And like, that's when you're being sold the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it can still be fresh. I'm not saying that,
yeah.
but it's just that transparency of knowing mm-hmm. and even looking for it because people don't look for that. And I mean, I've been burned on flower that was super, super old and it was mm-hmm. disgusting.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not saying that everyone's experience will be like that, but that's just a good thing to know. But I also feel like not a lot of people are brave enough to ask for testing because that's a whole different, it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're not asking for a lot, but it's like you're asking for a lot.
How do you ask for testing when you go in? Do you like just ask it off like based off of a certain strain that mm-hmm. you're interested in? And then you're like, just like, can I see testing on that?
There's been moments where like I've asked for it personally or like if I like some places have like the jars where like they'll have like somewhat testing
yeah.
on there. That works out for me.
Okay.
I just want to see my terpene levels.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's
totally.
Super important.
Yeah. They are very important.
Setting up a new company can be difficult and confusing, but establishing a strong foundation with appropriate and necessary documents can help protect you in the long run.
Yes, and with being business owners or self-sob, we understand what it's like pretty well, I think.
With BIC Legal, they practice in areas like family law, estate planning, business litigation, and review and draft contracts for your company while assisting in licensing applications and so much more.
And with the Oklahoma cannabis industry thriving, the rules and regulations related to cannabis are quite strict. Jade Pebworth with BIC Legal, she really enjoys working with companies from the ground up. So if you're looking for good legal help in Oklahoma, she's your girl. Let's get back to today's episode. So Mercedes, we'd like to ask everyone this question, but what's a stigma surrounding cannabis that you would like to see changed?
I feel like it's so chill now.
Yeah. Yes.
Just don't judge them. I mean, yeah. if as I said earlier, don't knock it till you try it, or just like be open-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as like scary as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people do it for different reasons.
For
I mean,
sure.
Just listen to like their story. You'd be surprised.
Right.
Yeah.
Just listening. Yeah. Really opening an ear.
I feel like people who consume cannabis always have the wildest stories.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I mean, really, they feel like they've lived lifetimes and I'm like, this would,
I know people have been using it for a while, mm-hmm. or been like grown up in the industry, or yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's I know crazy. What you're saying though.
I like hearing like everyone's like teenage stories. I'm like, wow, I was like in my 20s.
Yeah, so different than mine. I didn't have teenage stories like that. Yeah, we can all relate. Well, Mercedes, I think this wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here with us.
Yes, we appreciate you sharing like your passions and everything that you love with us and just getting to know you more. So thank you. And if you guys want to keep up with her and all she's doing, you can check her out on Instagram at Dank Black Sheep to keep up and what she's jamming with at the moment. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to another episode. And as always,
stay medicated.